好，我不知道你们是否想过一个问题，就
I'm not sure whether you have pondered upon a question.
到底什么是人生命中最大的祝福？
What is the greatest blessing in your life?
到底是功成名就呢？还是拥有无限的权力跟财富呢？
Is it fame or wealth and power?
还是拥有永远的生命呢？
Or just have an eternal life?
时代杂志在过去的几年当中，
So in the past few years, the Times Magazine
每年都会出版一份全世界100名最具有影响力的人的名单。
Publish every year 100 most influential people in the world.
名单中涵盖了政治、财经、运动、艺术，还有偶像等等各方面的名人。
Roster, it consists of many prominent people in politics, finance, athletics, arts and icons.
在去年的名单中，
So in the 2012 roster,
林书豪也名列其中。
Jeremy Lin's name was one of them.
美国教育部的部长阿尼·丹肯特别为他写了一段推荐文。
And then the Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan, had written a recommendation paragraph.
推崇他为今日的年轻一代立下一个很好的榜样。
So Jeremy is highly praised and consider him as an example of the modern young people.
在推荐文章中提到了林书豪，打破了许多一切限制年轻一代发展的这种偏见跟老套。
So in Duncan's article, it debunks and defends so many prejudices and stereotypes.
这包括了亚裔的美国人无法进入美国国家篮球协会。
So it dispelled the idea that the Asian American are not able to join the NBA.
还有一个是在球场上是世界级的运动员的人，无法在课堂上是一个好的学生。
And also it dispelled the idea that athletics can never be a scholar.
对于林书豪的成就，阿尼说他都归功于他自己的循规蹈矩的认真努力，还有自己的谦卑。
So commenting on Jeremy's success, it says he was success because his conformance to his hard work and stay humble.
其实林书豪的成就在于他个人在神里面的生命。
So actually, his success and his thrust into prominence is because his loving God.
在他多次的受采访当中，他提到了他自己的信仰。
So during many interviews, he openly avowed that he was a Christian.
他表示自己是一个蒙神恩典属于基督耶稣
的人。So he tell every people openly that he was receiving a lot of grace from God.
他将一切的荣耀都献给神。
And he returned all this to the glory of God.
因此在无形当中，林书豪就把耶稣基督介绍给他所接触到
的。So during these interviews, imperceptibly, and Jeremy Lin bear a good witness and as a result, introduce Jesus Christ to the public.
由此可见，一个人生命中最大的祝福就是有神的生命。
So from this, we can learn that the greatest blessing in one's life is that the person have the life of God.
因为那是永远丰盛的生命，也是一种令人永远无法没有匮乏的生命。
Because it's imperishable and it's also abundant and eternal.
我相信林书豪对今日年轻一代的生命产生了很大的影响。
So I believe that Jeremy afforded a great influence to the young people of his generation today.
他的影响也是正面的。
And then his influence was positive.
换句话说，林书豪已经成为今日年轻一代的祝福。
So we can say that Jeremy is the example, quintessential example of today's young people.
所以弟兄姐妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
我今天晚上想挑战大家，是不是愿意成为别人的祝福？
So I would like to inspire you that do you want to be a blessing to others?
那要如何的做呢?
And then the question is how?
好，让我们低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
主，我们知道你的话语就像两刃的利剑一样。
And dear Lord, your words is just like a double-edged sword.
刺入破开。
You can pierce into our soul.
愿你今天晚上用你自己的话语来贯穿我们每一个人的心。
May your word penetrate into our soul and our heart.
愿你自己的宝座设立在我们当中。
May your throne set up in our heart.
你的灵自由地应许。
And may the Holy Spirit move freely among us.
你的宝血能够遮盖孩子还有欢喜的弟兄弟兄。
And may your precious blood cover my inadequacy.
也让我们能够在这边大家同盟造就。
So that through this message, we can edify one another.
感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督。
We pray this with a thankful heart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我们今天的经文是在你节目单的背后，是在列王记下的第五章，从一节到八节。
So the theme scripture was printed on the back of your bulletin.And we're going to read according to the 2 Kings chapter 5 from verse 1 to verse 8.
由我你们如果是念中文的弟兄姐妹跟我一起念中文然后我等一下请念英文的弟兄姐妹跟这个 TC 弟兄一起念英文。
So, we're going to read in Chinese in its entirety first, and then later on I will read the English portion.
好，列王记的第五章第一节到第八节。
Second King chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 8.
他说亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大，因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜，他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。先前亚兰人成群的出去，从以色列国掳了一个小女子，这女子就服侍乃曼的妻。他对祖母说巴不得我主人去见撒玛利亚的先知必能治好他的大麻风。乃曼进去告诉他主人说以色列国的女子如此如此说。第五节亚兰王说你可以去我也答信于以色列王。于是乃曼带银子十他连德金子六千色克勒衣裳十套就去了。且带信给以色列王信上说我打发臣仆乃曼去见你你接到这信就要治好他的大麻风以色列王看见了信就撕裂衣服说我岂是神能使人死使人活吗这人竟打发人来叫我治好他的大麻风你们看一看这人何以寻隙攻击我神人以利沙听见以色列王撕裂衣服就打发人去见王说你为什么撕了衣服呢打发那人到我这里来他就知道以色列中有先知了
2 King chapter 5 verse 1 Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king Aram He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy. Now bands from Aram had gone out and had taken captive a young girl from Israel, and she served Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria, he would cure him of his leprosy. Verse 4. Naaman went to his master and told him what the girl from Israel had said. By all means go, king of Aram replied. I will send a letter to the king of Israel. So Naaman left, taking with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 shekels of gold, and 10 sets of clothing. The letter that he took to the king of Israel read, With this letter I am sending my servant Naaman to you, so that you may cure him of his leprosy.As soon as the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his robes and said, Am I God? Can I kill and bring back to life? Why does this fellow send someone to me to be cured of his leprosy? See how he is trying to pick a quarrel with me. When Elisha, the man of God, heard the king of Israel had torn his robes, he sent him this message. Why have you torn your robes? Have the man come to me and he will know that there is no prophet in Israel?
这段经文描述了以色列国的敌人亚兰王的元帅乃曼将军寻求医治的一个前奏。
So this passage is an introduction of a story talk about the commander Naaman of Syria, Aram, and seeking healing from a young girl.
整个过程的情节相当的耐人寻味。
So the plot of the story is quite interesting.
第七弟兄去年也以乃曼得医治为题目在主日跟我们分享。
So last year, Brother TC had talked about this passage, but today we are considering that in a totally different perspective.
今天让我从一位小使女的请求来探讨怎样能
够。And today we focus on a young girl who was captive by Naaman.
怎样能够成为他人生命的祝福
？And how this little girl became a blessing to this great man？
在第一节中，我们得知这个乃曼将军是一位大能的勇士。
So from verse 1 we know that Naaman was a great man. He was great and honorable.
在亚兰王的面前，他是因着耶和华曾借着他使亚兰人得胜而为尊为大。
And the reason he was prominent is because at one time.And he made the Syria make war with Israel, and because of God's hand, and Syria won the war.
他的为尊为大可以说是一人之下，在千万人之上。
So he was really a great man, only under one person, but superior than tens of thousands of people.
我相信他的号令一出，他底下的人没有人敢不遵从。
And I believe once he give out a military order, no one can refuse.
他这样的权力应该是很大吧、right?
So you can imagine he's a very powerful man.
这是我想到前一阵子我太太的一些亲戚从远方来参加我太太的外甥女的婚礼。
So that brings back to a recent event that my wife's relative came from Taiwan to attend the wedding of my niece on my wife's side.
为了让他们在家中有点消遣
so our relatives almost get not much to do at home.
所以我们就舍命陪君子陪他们看了一些清宫的连续剧
and so I reluctantly and accompanied them and sit down together in the family room to watch and, a TV series and, about what happened inside the imperial court during the Qing dynasty?
看到在那些在连续之中当高官的，他们以及气死的吆喝着下面的人。
So in the TV program, we saw those Qing dynasty government officials. They are extremely arrogant and shout out their order.
我就感叹地说他们的权力实在是太大了。
And then I exclaimed, wow, these people are very powerful.
他们拥有很多人的生杀大权。
So this man can kill and spare people's life.
可以随意就处决一个人。
And they can execute people without going to the court.
同样的我们也可以想象到这个乃曼将军的权力。
So we can imagine that few thousand years ago, the power of Naaman, the commander,
他也是可以影响到千万人的生命。
And he can influence and he can affect thousands upon thousands of people's life.
在那个时代他大概可以列在这个100名最具有影响力的人的名单里。
So we can, in today's language, we can list him in the 100 most influential people in Syria.
虽然这个乃曼有不可一世的权力。
So even though Naaman was very powerful and arrogant,
他却罹患了一种皮肤病，叫做大麻风。
But he contract a dreaded skin disease called leprosy.
根据《利未记》 13章的1到3节的记载。
And according to the Old Testament, the book of Leviticus,
他说大麻风的开始可以是一个很轻微的，长了一些结子，长了这个什么癣或是火斑。
So the development of the leprosy is in stages. First, it's a swelling on your skin, and then some rash, and then the bright spot.
然后可以严重的深入到皮肤里面。
And then it can penetrate more than just a skin deep.
所以它可以使患病的人皮肤开始溃烂。
So therefore, those afflicted with this kind of dreaded disease, their skin began to deteriorate.
所以它溃烂到一个地步，它可以怎么样？这个手指都有可能没有知觉，就会掉。
And eventually, they lost all their sensations.
我们不知道这个乃曼的病到底有多严重。
Now I don't know what stage this Naaman was in at that time.
但是想到他自己有一天会因这个病而皮肤溃烂。
But you can imagine that he himself imagining himself that one day he will be deteriorate to a point that to the death.
对他无法再面对他他自己的属下或是他自己的国王。
So at that moment he was not able to face his king and also his subordinates.
可能都会失去一切。
And then he lost everything he had possessed.
所以我相信他心里必然非常的恐慌。
So I am sure he was very frightened.
所以四次的要寻找医治。
So therefore he tried all his best to seeking healing.
想起乃曼本来的原文的意思是愉快舒适。
You know, the irony is Naaman, the meaning of Naaman means pleasant and delightful.
现在已经变成一个讽刺。
And now, it become a joke.
所以如果你是乃曼，在这个时候你会觉得怎么样？
So if you're Naaman, what do you think?
会不会觉得有点英雄气短，五味杂陈？
So you may think that hero's glory is so momentary and also very ambivalent about the question of am I blessed or am I cursed?
他想到自己纵然有不可一世的权利。
So on one hand, he thought of himself as a very powerful man.
他竟然对自己的病一点都没有办法。
But on the other hand, he felt very helpless in terms of healing his own disease.
所以一个问题就是说，到底这个乃曼是受祝福的呢，还是受咒诅？
So what do you think? Is Naaman a blessed man or a cursed man?
说到这个咒诅，我们就可以回到这个创世纪的第三章。
So when we use the term curse, and my mind goes back to the first event happened in Genesis.
我们看到了我们的始祖亚当与夏娃。
And the first couple, Adam and Eve.
他受到了蛇的引诱而犯罪。
Was tempted by the serpent and succumbed to the temptation.
所以被神赶出了伊甸园。
And therefore, they both are banished from the Garden of Eden.
所以他就没有办法再跟神有良好的交通。
And as a result, the fellowship with God was broken.
所以因此神的赐福的管道也被破坏。
And also the channel through which blessing flow is broken.
所以作主就因此怎么样？就临到了这个地。蛇跟人的身上。
The Bible says curse from that time on fell upon human being and the land.
罪因着人的不顺从而进入了这个世界。
So because man's disobedience, sin entered this world.
所以疾病与死亡也就成了罪的权势。
And as a result, we see disease and we see death and become the dominion of Satan.
所以这样看来，这个受祝福与受咒诅其实只是在人的一念之间。
So a person, whether he was blessed or cursed, is really a moment of thought.
人若是遵行神的话，就可以走在这个蒙福之路。
If you obey God's commandment, you will be blessed.
反之，咒诅就如影随形。
On the contrary, you will be cursed.
那么这个乃曼的一念之间到底在哪里呢？
So what is this moment of thought in Naaman's mind?
他的一念之间竟然是出现在这个敌国以色列的一位被他俘虏的 一个女子身
上。So this crucial moment indeed happened through the little girl whom he kidnapped from Israel.
他选择听信了这一位卑微的小使女的请求，而去寻求以色列先知以利沙的医治。
So this great man willingly to listen to this lowly girl and to accept the invitation to see Elisha to be healed.
这个结果是他的大麻风的灾病得到医治。
As a result, his leprosy was cured.
他自己也认识到，除了以色列以外，没有天下没有神。
And then he knew that apart from Israel, there's no true God.
他因此得到了他生命中最大的祝福。
And as a result, he received the greatest blessing in his life.
所以这位被乃曼所俘虏的以色列的女子可以说是乃曼生命中的祝福。
So this captive girl become the greatest blessing to this great man Naaman.
这当然是神的恩典安排。
And of course, this is God's arrangement and God's grace and mercy.
因为主耶稣在他的故乡教训众人的时候，
Because Jesus, when he teach the people in his birthplace,
他说先知以利沙的时候，以色列中有许多长大麻风的。
And it says, and there were many in Israel with leprosy in the time of Elisha, the prophet.
但内中除了叙利亚国，也就是亚兰国的乃曼，没有一个得洁净的。
Yet not one of them was cleansed, only Naaman the Syrian.
从乃曼寻求医治的过程当中，我发觉神赐福的恩典。
So from the process of how Naaman was cured, I can see the mercy and loving kindness of God.
需要我们个人的回应以及别人的与神同工。
So this kind of blessing need our collaboration with God and our positive response to God's teaching.
所以当我们思想要怎样成为别人的祝福的时候，
So we ponder upon the question of,How I can be a blessing to other people?
我们所要做的是怎样能够与神同工。
So the first thing we ought to bear in mind is we have to be collaborated with God.
使自己成为一个忠心的指标。
So that we become a positive and faithful sign.
指向了耶稣基督。
Pointing to our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像当日施洗约翰一样。
And just like in Jesus' time, John the Baptist,
虽然他连一件神迹也没有行过，
even though he had not performed a single miracle,
但他指着耶稣基督所说的一切话都是真的。
But he pointed out that everything, every word that's spoken by Jesus is true.
从这位卑微的使女的身上，
from this lowly and humble girl,
今天晚上就让我们学习怎么样与神同工。
And today we can learn many lessons from her.
而成为他人生命的祝福。
So that we too can be the blessing to other people.
所以我想用三点来跟大家分享。
So I'm going to point out three points.
第一点是用心去饶恕。
The first one is we ought to have the willingness to forgive other people.
我们都知道要去饶恕一个曾经伤害过你的人或事是非常不容易的。
So all we know that it's very difficult to forgive someone who wronged you.
C.S. Lewis 曾经这样说。
And the philosopher C.S. Lewis once said,
大家都说饶恕是一件美事。
And everybody said forgiveness is a good thing.
直到他有什么事情需要饶恕的时候。
But okay, wait until your turn.
可见得饶恕也是需要操练的。
So therefore, we know that forgiveness needs to practice.
从经文的第二节中，我们如果稍微思想一下这位年轻的以色列女子的处境。
So from the second verse, let us go back to the history and put yourself in the position of this little girl.
我们就可以想象到她处境的艰难。
So we can imagine how difficult for her to forgive other people.
他从自己的家被人家俘虏过来。
First of all, he was kidnapped from his own house.
来到一个完全陌生的环境 一个完全不同文化的地方。
And come to a foreign land with a different culture.
然后被迫当奴隶来服侍他的掳掠者乃曼。
And become a slave serving the wife of the man who wronged her.
你想这是一件愉快的事吗？
Do you think this is a pleasant thing to do?
当然不是。
Of course not.
你想这位小女子会想要咒诅乃曼吗？
So do you think if you were this little girl, would you curse Naaman?
很有可能呢。
Very possible.
在这种心情之下，我相信她不可能心平气和的去在乃曼的底下开始做事情。
So under this emotional environment, I can hardly believe he could be quiet in mind and peace in his her disposition.
可是我们看到他最后竟然去服侍乃曼的妻子。
But the Bible tells us, eventually, this little girl helping Naaman.
而且向乃曼的妻子引荐这个以利沙先知。
And then and then she recommend Elisha to Naaman's wife.
可见的，她选择了饶恕她的掳掠者。
So therefore, we can tell that she choose to forgive other people.
她的一念之间，让她放弃了怨恨跟咒诅的想法。
And just in a tingling of thought, he gave up all the grudges.
所以他脱离了那个苦毒的枷锁。
And then he break away the shackle of bitterness.
转而成为这个乃曼的祝福。
And become a blessing to this great man Naaman.
这中间的转变是非常的大。
So this kind of transformation is amazing.
这是他在医治上的选择，他是用心去饶恕乃曼。
So because she was willfully forgive other people.
其实饶恕也是我们基督信仰里面的一个很重要的。
Actually, forgiveness is a very important element in our Christian faith.
神让自己的儿子独生子耶稣基督来到这个世上，为我们罪承受了后果。
And first and foremost, God let His own Son came to this earth and die on the cross in order to forgive everyone of.
为的是要教导我们饶恕的功课。
So in order that we can learn the lesson of forgiveness.
所以当我们面对我们自己的弟兄姐妹的时候
,So when we face our brothers and sisters,
使徒保罗告诉我们
,And then Apostle Paul taught us,
倘若我们与自己的弟兄姐妹有嫌隙
,So every time when we have grievances against our brothers and sisters,
总要彼此包容彼此饶恕
,We got to learn about forbearance and forgiveness.
主怎样饶恕了我们，我们也要怎样饶恕人。
And then let go, and then think about Jesus, how Jesus forgive us, so we too can forgive other people.
所以饶恕是一种放下，还有不计较别人的错。
So forgiveness means not to count other people's wrong.
这是一种爱的表现。
So actually, this is supreme representation of love.
讲到这个爱。
And when we talk about love,
话说有一对夫妻
,and then let me give you a story about a couple, a husband and wife.
在结婚几年以后，他们开始有一些不寻常的意见不合。
So few years after they got married, there was some unusual bickering happened many times.
所以他们就想要让他们的婚姻能够再一次和好如初。
So they talked to each other and tried to restore their first love.
所以他们就同意来实行妻子所提的一个建议。
So they try to practice a suggestion and offer by the wife.
在一个月的期间。
And they said they agreed that within 1 month.
所以他们计划互相在彼此的过失箱里面丢纸条。
And then they set up a fault box. And then everyone write down other people's fault and put it into the box.
这些过失箱可以让彼此的对方知道对方不满的地方。
So the intention is to let other people know that why you're not happy with her or him.
所以这个妻子就非常勤快的在执行。
So therefore, the wife and diligently execute the plan.
比如说，这个果酱罐的盖子没有盖回去啊。
And then the husband imagined, maybe my wife will write down, you didn't tighten up the cover of the jam can.
这个湿毛巾留在这个浴室里面呢。
Maybe you dump the wet towel into the bathtub.
这个臭袜子没有丢到洗衣笼里面呢。
And then your stinky socks kept inside the dryer.
所以在一个月结束以后
，So one month gone by quickly.
所以丈夫跟妻子就彼此交换这个过失箱。
So the husband and wife exchange their fault box.
这个账户一打开就开始一一的在反省他所做的错的地方。
And then the husband look at each one of the piece of paper and try to reflect on how to improve their marriage.
然后妻子也打开账户所给他的过失箱，开始读这个里面的纸条。
And then the wife did likewise.
他发觉每一个纸条上面都写同样的一句话。
So to their surprises,Every piece of paper written down the same thing.
我让你们猜一猜他学什么。
Can you imagine what is it? What is it?
有没有人愿意猜？就只有三个字而已。
Three words. Wake up.
他说我爱你。
I love you.
所以这个故事告诉了我们。
So this story taught us a Good lesson.
我们每个人都是不完全的，都会有过失。
So no one is perfect. No one is faultless.
只有在饶恕的爱中，才会有美好的关系。
So only when we are willing to forgive one another, we'll be able to restore the good relationship.
这也正是耶稣基督来为我们代罪牺牲的原因。
So this is exactly the reason why Jesus came from heaven and to die on the cross and Give us forgiveness of sins.
他为的是让我们能够再回到伊甸园中与神恢复美好的关系。
And with the purpose that all sinners may be restored to the original condition.
我相信这位以色列的小女子心里开始的时候一定非常的挣扎。
So I can imagine this little girl at the beginning was struggle tremendously in her heart.
但当他选择饶恕乃曼以后，他的心就平静。
But as she chose to forgive Naaman, her heart became peaceful.
所以他可以面对他的掳掠者乃曼。
So therefore, she can face her enemy every day in the same house.
然后他可以去服侍他。
And even to the point that they're willing to serve them.
所以这是值得我们去体会跟学习。
So this is aTremendous lesson that we can learn from.
因为我们也可能会面对同样的情形。
Because we too can face a similar situation.
别人会伤害到我们。
Maybe people wrong you, hurt you.
但是只有这个饶恕的爱，我们才能够与神同工。
But only when we have the love of forgiveness can we restore the fellowship with your fellow human being.
也这样子才能够与神同工，成为他人的祝福。
Only in this condition that you are able to collaborate with God.
第二点叫做用心去服侍，不计较。
And the second point, on how can be a blessing to other people is to serve wholeheartedly, regardless of the title.
我们如果继续从经文的第二节中，我们就知道这个小女子不是一般的奴隶而已。
So we, from the scripture, we know this young girl working in Naaman's household is just a servant.
她被选到去服侍乃曼的妻子。
He was chosen to be a servant to the mistress of Naaman.
你想为什么这样可以呢？
Do you know why Naaman trusts her?To do such a great thing?
这表示说他在自己的岗位上是很尽心尽力，而且做得相当的好。
So we can extrapolate that then this girl must, put out an all-out devotion to serve her master.
所以他能够赢得乃曼的赏识，因此可以让他去服侍自己的妻子。
And therefore, won the trust and appreciation of Naaman.
假如他每天愁眉苦脸，满心不高兴的在做事情。
Now if this Lady, young lady, just wearing a sad face all day long.
我相信她就不可能再得到乃曼的赏识与信任。
And I can say that Naaman would not trust her.
神也不可能用她去引荐这个以利沙。
And even God would not use her to be a channel through the blessing flow to Naaman.
我不知道你是否像这位小女子一样正遭受人生的难处。
I'm not sure whether you're facing the similar difficulties as this Jewish girl.
也许在家庭、工作或者是侍奉上你会遇到困难跟瓶颈。
Maybe you face problem in the family, in serving God, and in your workplace.
你会感到软弱无力，而且
很
放弃。
You feel feeble and helpless.
你心中可能会问说：“我该怎么办呢？”
And then you said to yourself, "What shall I do?"
我该留在原地呢？或者是我应该离开这个地方
？Should I keep this job or move to other places?
其实正确的答案是
，So the perfect answer is，
做好神现在要你做的事情。
Just do your best.As God, upon you to do the work at this moment.
尽你现在的责任。
So therefore, be faithful to your current duty.
然后等候神下一步的引导。
And then God will take the next step for you.
当你按着你所知道的去行。
So if you practice according to what you know, already know.
你就有力量能够继续走下一步。
Then you will have the strength to take the next step.
也许你可能会问说，假如我走了第一步，那下一步该怎么办呢？
And then you may ask yourself, I already take the first step, but what about the next one?
这是神的事情。
Now the next step belongs to God.
你跟我的责任就是要顺服。
And you and I, the responsibility is to be obedient to God.
顺服神今天的带领。
Obedient to His leading of today.
将未来交给他。
And then entrust our future to our mighty God.
我相信这也是这位小女子的做法。
And I believe this is what this young Jewish lady did.
她觉得与其抱怨这个环境，怨天尤人，
instead of complaining God and complaining man,
不如顺服神。
And she would rather obey God.
尽心尽力地在岗位上做好服事。
And then do an all-out devotion on his position.On her position.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So therefore, brothers and sisters,
如果我们愿意委身
If we are willing to entrust ourselves to God,
在每件事上都用心的服事
In everything, we are faithful to do what God has ordained us to do.
我们所产生的影响将从我们最亲近的家人开始
Then the influence afforded from what we did willaffect our immediate family member first.
然后我们的弟兄姐妹
And then we'll propagate out to our brothers and sisters in church.
然后到所有我们所接触到的人
And then our influence will affect the people in our immediate surroundings.
就像林书豪一样
Just like Jeremy Lin.
我们的生活见证将成为别人生命中的祝福
And our life testimony will become a blessing to other people.
另外一点
And another point I try to point out is,
大家有没有注意到圣经没有告诉我们这位小女子的名字
？And it's very interesting. The Bible never tell us the name of this young girl.
而与乃曼相比，这位小女子就显得更卑微。
So comparing with the great man Naaman, this little girl become very lowly and humble.
由此可见，神要我们注意的。是这位小女子的所作所为。
So therefore, we can deduct that God want us to learn is what she did, and not her name.
而不是我们注意她的名字所代表的身份跟地位。
So when not, God do not want us to pay attention to the name, which is sometimes representing a people's title and prominence.
这也使我想到我自己的工作场所。
So let me.This caused me to think about my work.
我们的经理时常要我们找机会去增加自己的曝光率。
So my manager always instruct me to, make yourself visible.
然后让我们顶头上司知道我们是某某人。
So that his boss also know who am I.
他认为说，当我们顶头上司不知道你是何方神圣的时候。
So if The managers did not know who you are.
你就有可能有不良的后果。
So you can imagine the it's no good.
其实这个是现代的文化潮流。
And this is the today's culture in America.
若是你不懂得推销你自己，怎么样来使自己出名的话，你就永远是默默无闻的一个。
So if you don't know how to sell yourself and make your name known to other people, then you will be a nobody.
可是在神的国度里面却不是这个样子。
But in the kingdom of God, it's totally different.
神不仅使用有名的人，像摩西、像亚伯拉罕、像大卫。
And of course, God used some famous people like Moses, David, and many others.
他也使用卑微的，像这位以色列的女子一样。
And God also used some lowly people like this little young lady and like you and me.
他使一切有血气的，在神的面前一个也不能自夸。
Because all the people, all the human life in front of God is nothing.
穆迪神学院的创办人跟布道家 Dwight Moody
and D.L. Moody once said,
他说摩西花了40年的时间在埃及的王宫中
and Moses spent 40 years in the palace of Egypt.
他自己以为是什么大人物
and he thought that he was a very powerful man.
然后他逃到旷野，在旷野花了40年的时间
and not thinking that he was banished to the desertAnd spend another 40 years there.
他认清说，一个有神，一个人如果没有神的话，只不过是个无名小卒。
So, a man without God is nobody.
最后，他又花了40年的时间才认清一个事实。
So therefore, Moses spent 40 years in the desert to learn one lesson.
他认清一个没有神的。无名小卒也可以变成一位大人物。
And you learn that a godless man can become a great man in the sight of God.
这就是提醒我们，只有能够被神使用，与神同工才是最重要。
So we learn that only when we are used by God, then we will be useful in His hand.
因为世上的一切名利地位都只是短暂。
Because all the fame, all the power,And money are really transient and ephemeral as a fleeting cloud.
Yeah, 就像过眼云烟一样。所以我们若想要成为他人生命的祝福。
Now how can we be a blessing to other people?
我们就需要回应神的呼召。
And first of all, we have to respond to God's calling.
在自己的岗位上用心的去服侍。
And then pay attention and dutifully do your assignment.
即使在很艰难的环境下，我们能要学习顺服。
So even in a very difficult situation, we ought to learn how to be obedient to God.
让我们记住一件事情。
And let us remember one thing.
只要神记得我们的名字就够了，其他人记不记得又如何。
So what is important is whether God remember your name, and whether other people remember you or not is immaterial.
所以接下来我看第三点。
So let's move to, the third point.
当我们继续往下看第三节的时候，我们就会发觉。
So as we read the scripture, we find out.
这位使女像乃曼的妻，她称为祖母的，推荐以色列先知以利沙。
So this young Jewish girl recommend Elisha to Naaman's wife.
来医治乃曼的大麻风。
In order that His leprosy can be healed.
首先你会不会觉得很奇怪，说为什么这位使女会知道乃曼染了大麻风？
Is it fascinating to you? How does this young girl know about the personal secret of Naaman?
尤其这是一个牵涉到个人隐私的消息。
Because leprosy, if you cover up by your uniform, and nobody knows. And this is a privacy matter.
所以这个再一次的证实了这位使女深得乃曼的妻的信任。
So we can testify that this young girl won the trust.
所以她可以得知这么重要的一个消息。
And for that, because of that, she knew all these family secrets.
这表示她也是很关心周遭的人事物。
And we can also tell that this girl are very concerned about the people around her.
若是这位使女对祖母所说的话是随便的听一听。
So if the conversation conducting between this young lady and the layman's wife is just a casual conversation,
她就不可能知道说她祖母心里真正的担忧是她丈夫乃
麦病。So then she would not be able to tell what kind of thing really bothered this layman's wife.
正因为她不是这样子随随便便的在服侍她的祖母。
Because she really served Naaman's wife diligently and faithfully.
所以她是很用心的去听去看去观察她的祖母。
And she listened attentively, observed carefully, and speak sincerely.
所以她就注意到她祖母的一个需要。
So as a result, she can tell what kind of deep need that Naaman's wife had in her mind.
所以当我们用心的去听去看去观察别人的时候，
So as we are listening attentively and observe carefully and speak sincerely to other people,
我们就可以看到对方的喜怒哀乐，有时候忧愁，有时候伤心。
Then we can tell from the faces, the emotion, whether they're cheerful, angry, sorrowful, or joyful.
这位使女必然观察到乃曼的妻子的心事重重。
And this young lady was able to observe and the trouble that bothered this family.
所以她的这种行动上有点跟平常不大一样。
So she was very moved by learning all this.
因着乃曼的妻子的一个信任，所以这位使女才可以接近到她，得知她的心事。
And because she gained the trust, from Naaman's wife, and therefore she was able to approach them and talk deeply about what kind of problem they really have.
所以接下来这位使女就很热心的在推荐这个先知给这个乃曼的妻子。
So once he knew the situation, and the young lady will earnestly recommend Elisha to them in order that Naaman can be cured.
所以你如果其实你想一想的时候，这个推荐其实是很危险的。
So if you think a little bit deeply, this recommendation running a very dangerous risk.
因为你如果继续往下看经文的第四节到第八节的时候。
So if you continue to read the story from the Bible.
你看到乃曼劳师动众。
So you see that Naaman mobilized many, many resources and people.
他上报了亚兰王。
And he reported to the king of Aram, the king of Syria.
允许以后他就准备了很贵重的礼物。
And then he prepared many, many gifts for Elisha.
就带着这个亚兰王写给以色列王的一封要求信，也就开始往前。
And then he carried out a recommendation letter and written by his own king and went to Israel.
如果这个乃曼的病没有因为这样的劳师动众而得到医治的话，
Now with such a fanfare, if his leprosy was not cured,
那位这位使女很可能就有不好的后果。
So this young lady will may risk her life.
所以如果你是这位在这位使女的情况之下的
话， So if you were the little girl, would you like to take this chance?
你敢不敢做这样的推荐呢？
Are you willing to recommend this thing that if you're not certain?
我们从和合本的圣经里面看到了他用一个词很有意思。
So from the Chinese Bible, they use a word.
他用三个字叫巴不得。
In the NIV, it was translated into if only.
对，它带有一种请求的意思，可以翻成诚愿、但愿的意思。
It really an ordinary wish something would happen.
这表示这位使女的态度非常的真诚。
So that expressed the sincerity of this young girl.
她真诚的爱她的主人。
And she really loved her master.
另外我们也看到这位使女敢冒生命的危险来推荐先知以利沙。
And then when this girl willing to risk her life and recommend Elisha to them,
必然对以利沙的能力非常有信心。
And she must have faith in the power of Elisha.
乃曼基于对这位使女的信任，还有看到她发自内心的真诚。
And then from Naaman's trust, and we can tell this lady was very sincere.
所以乃曼就采取了行动。
And then after won his trust, Naaman took action.
从这个过程当中，我们学到了一个用心说话的功课。
So from this whole process, we learn about the lesson of speak sincerely.
用心说话有两个要素。
So in order to speak sincerely and truly, there are some elements we ought to observe.
第一个就是要带着真诚爱人的心。
First, you have to be genuine.
第二个是要带着对神的信心。
And then you have to have the faith in God.
使徒保罗教训我们说，爱人不可虚假。
And then Paul taught us that we love with a sincere heart.
要与喜乐的人要同乐。
And we have to rejoice with the people who rejoice.
与哀哭的人要同哭。
And mourn with those who mourn.
他就是要我们能够真诚地为别人设想，也能够对别人有同理心。
So therefore, we have to be sincerely, genuinely, to be considerate for other people.
能够体验到别人的困难。
And then to empathize their trouble.
所以我们的说话就能够带着真诚。
Then our speech will be genuine.
能够发自内心。
And then it emanated from our heart.
其实是我们说话要对神要带着信心。
And then when we speak, we have to have the faith in God.
有多少时候我们对神的能力有点怀疑，而且没有信心。
Sometimes we cast doubt on God's might.
所以我们给人的建议或者是祷告就无法带着神的能力。
And if you don't have faith in God, then your suggestion to other people will be powerless.
这是我们应该注意的。
So this is something that we should pay attention to.
只要我们很真心的想要对方能够得到那个最大的祝福。
As long as we are genuinely wish people to receive this blessing from God,
我们就要心里尊主基督为圣。
So we have to, respect Jesus Christ.
常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心来回答对方。
And then we have to humble ourselves and always prepare to tell why you are saved and why you receive this blessing.
从乃曼的寻求医治的过程
，and from the whole process of this healing,
我们看到了他即使拥有极大的权力
，and we can see that even though this man possessed So many power.
他仍然是在罪的权势之下。
And he also are under the dominion of sin.
如果他不听从这位被他掳掠而来的以色列小女子的请求，
Had he not listened to the request of this young girl,
他也将陷于历世历代以来的人，所有人的相同命运。
Then he will end up just like so many people in this world and go to Perdition.
我们都会走向死亡，与神隔离。
And then they will be separated from God and alienated from His blessing.
同样的，我们每个人也都是在罪的权势之下。
In the same way, we all under the dominion of sin.
只有来到神的爱子耶稣基督的面前。
And the only solution is if we come forward to the throne of mercy.Of our Lord Jesus Christ.
接受他成为我们个人的救主。
And receive him as our personal savior.
我们才可以脱离那个罪的权势。
And then we may be set free from the power of sin.
因他已经为我们的罪被挂在石头上。
Because our Lord Jesus has
paid
the price in full for the wages of our sins.
当你接受耶稣基督成为你个人的救主后，
And after you receive Jesus as your personal savior,
你就拥有生命中最大的祝福。
Then you have the greatest blessing of life.
你可以进入神那永恒的国度。
And then you can enter into the eternal kingdom of God.
但是等一等。
This is very important.
请你想一想。
And let us think a little bit more.
你愿意你自己的亲人、你的朋友、还有你所接触到的人永远的沉沦吗？
Do you want to see your family member, your friends, and the people around you to go to hell?
这就是我今天晚上向各位所挑战的。
So this is a challenge that I placed upon you.
怎样成为他人的祝福？
And how to be a blessing to other people?
从这个小以色列小女子的请求。
So from this request of this young girl in this Bible story,
我们要成为他人的祝福。
So in order to be a blessing for other people,
我们需要学习饶恕的功课。
First, we have to learn how to forgive,
才能跟神有良好的关系。
Then you can restore the good fellowship with God.
我们然后在神的呼召下，在自己的岗位上用心的服侍。
And then we serve faithfully in God's calling.
只要神记得我们自己的名字就好了。
And as long as God remembers us, and we are satisfied.
接下来我们要用心的去听，去看别人真正的需要。
And then later on, we have to listen attentively in order to know other people's need.
我们要学习怎么用心去给人建议，给人祷告。
And then we have to learn how to make suggestions to other people and how to pray for other people.
这些都是很平常的道理。
So this sounds a very ordinary lesson.
唯一的要求就是去做。
But it's very important. The only thing is just do it.
所以我求神能够给你们一颗敏锐的心。
May God give you a sensitive heart.
也愿意持之以恒。
And the willingness to obey Him.
所以最后我想用一段祷告文来结束。
So lastly, I would like to read a prayer passage for you.
它是由灵命治疗的作者 David Roper 牧师所写的。
And this prayer, is written by David Roper, pastor and daily bread writer.
他祷告文是这样写。他说，主，当我今日与不幸的人同在，愿我倾听忧郁的声音，关怀疲惫的面容，下垂的眼神，愿我能放下自我，愿我渴慕从你的爱而来的活泉，愿我今日能倾听他人的声声，展现你的恩慈，传扬你的真理。
Lord, when I am with non-believers today, may I become aware ofThe cheerless voice, the weary countenance, or the downcast eyes, that I, in my natural self-preoccupation, could easily overlook. May I have a love that springs from and is rooted in your love. May I listen to others, show your compassion, and speak your truth today.
好，让我们低头。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we give thanks to you.
感谢你能够给我们自己的话语。
And we're thankful for you giving us this wonderful message.
你的话语能够让我们在日常生活中得到帮助。
And your words correspond to reality so that we can use it in our daily life.
你的话语也能够让我们所接触到的人得到帮助。
So your words can help us how to deal with the people in our daily immediate environment.
让我们每个人都愿意成为别人的祝福。
So may we be a blessing to other people.
也能够影响这个社会，这个国家。
And then in further influence this society and this country.
让这个世界也能够变得更好。
So this lost world may become better.
我们将一切交在你自己手里。
And we commit all these things in your hand.
我们祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的
圣名。We pray this with thankful heart in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.